Okay, so is there anything in this pledge that anyone in here doesn't understand, or anyone doesn't have a good understanding of, or wants to gain more understanding of? And if so, please, let's talk about that.
When you say in this class, do you mean like in this opening ceremony, or like in the class that we're gonna go into?
Yeah, I just mean the people who are in this room. So basically anyone here right now in Aya. Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay. So does everyone know what humility is? Okay, great. So can someone give me an example of humility?
Humility is like being humble, or like, you know, not thinking that you're. I'm sorry, my voice is so low right now. I think I lost it yesterday. But it's more like you know, like being humble and being, you know, not thinking that you're above other people is what I see humility to be.
Okay. Great. Can you give me an example where that may come into play? A way you could use that. And not necessarily just you, Akila, either. Anyone can. Good morning, Tessa. We are going through the pledge, the I Am pledge, and sort of dissecting it a little bit more, talking about the things, some different things, breaking down some of the details in it. So please feel free to join us. In the sentence in the first verse where they say, "I am who I say I am the value God." When it says, "I'm the value God," what does that mean to you personally? And what do you take in from that particular sentence?
Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, the value of God, like being the value of God, to me means just that you are valuable to God, and that you know, are a value, and you are valuable. That's what it means to me.
Okay, great. Can I get some other interpretations? Your personal interpretation of I am the value God. Bakari, can I get your input, please, sir? Anyone's voice who I haven't heard this morning? Bakari, Isco, Naja, Nasha, Unique, Allende.
Okay, I'll just, I'll write in the text chat, but I'll come on the mic too. I interpret that as I am as valuable as God, or I have not his value, but I have the value of God as well, you know? So, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, well, that's how I interpret it.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, Isco, I hear you say you can't hear. Bakari, Unique. Jerisa, I know you just came in. What we're doing is we're talking about the I Am pledge and breaking it down and talking about some of our personal interpretations of what it says. So right now we're talking about the particular sentence, I am the value God, and what it personally means to us. All right. Okay, see you in a second. Okay, so I really want to get some of these younger voices in here, the ones we still have, Seysa, Allende, Jerisa, Naja, or even Isachar. What are your personal interpretations of this? It doesn't have to be anything fancy. Doesn't have to be anything, you know, special necessarily, but what it personally means to you. So that could be talking about what God means to you, and then, you know, that may change your interpretation of this. I need y'all to wake up and show some participation.
Excuse me, can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I interpreted it as basically saying that you are valuable, like Nasha said, and that you have some of God's values inside of you. That's what I interpreted it as.
Okay. Anyone else before we move on? Okay. Given what you are facing right now in your life, whether it may be academically or at home or with your parents or with relationships or anything going on in your life, maybe a goal you're trying to achieve, any challenges or things that are facing you right now, given those things, I want you all to pick one line from the pledge that can help you the most, one or a couple lines that can help you the most to get through that, do what you need to do, to do what you want or need to do facing those. So does that make sense, first of all? And second of all, go ahead. All right? Y'all go right ahead. Naja, can you get on the mic and speak it and tell us why, please?
I don't know if I cut Naja off, but the line that success in me the most is, I mean, as of right now, we're reading it with alcohol, the use of crutches, because it's symbolic of, you know, growing up and letting go of the things that, you know, you may have been hiding behind or you may have been, you know, leaning against just, you know, so that you wouldn't have to, you know, show your true self or whatever. So that's the line that success in me the most.
Yeah, and for me, it's I am a value. I have all the power to be what I want to be. And the reason why that line helps me out the most is because many times, like, when you have a lot of work to do or you want to strive to do a lot of things, you sometimes question whether or not you'll be able to do that or if you are capable of doing all that. And this line sort of empowers you in that sense and tells you that you have, you know, all the power to do, like, whatever it is you want to do, so. Or you can be whatever you want to be. So, I think that's a pretty empowering line for me.
I think that the line I like the best and that can help me is I am who I say I am, because, well, as I've gone through my little lifespan, I've seen people try to say, be this, be that, don't be this, or you have to stay on this path. I mean, most of the paths I've taken are good, but they always say you have to be this, you have to be that, you can't be that. So I guess, yeah, it helps me be who I am.
That's great. Mine is actually a combination of Akilah's and Nasha's, because both of them helping me do what I need to do. I'll go the use of crutches, like you said, Akilah. I'm kind of, you know, growing out my baby fat right now. you know, growing up and really having to step up to responsibility and, you know, what I want to do with my own life personally and, you know, me motivating myself rather than me being motivated by external things or by my parents or, you know, other things like that, my own personal goals. And in order to do that, I most definitely need to outgrow the use of crutches. So that one helps me. And then I am a value, I have the power to be what I want to be. Helps me because I have these sort of goals, of course, that I want to do, that I think are good, et cetera, et cetera. But sometimes it's real hard to get there. And knowing that, you know, I have the power to be what I want to be. I can stop procrastinating and all that other stuff. So those two really help me. All right. So we gonna move to the second pledge and then do a libation before class starts. Bible Kessler put this in the text chat, that to download the new conference rooms, we're going to click on that link he just put in, and he just synchronized everybody. And downloading all those, so we'll be all updated and everything. So please do that, like you said, by 8:50, so you don't see it. Okay, do you see the link in the text he put in the text chat? He just posted it again. No? You might have a problem. You're not seeing Bible Kessler's text, but I'll copy it in there. I'll make sure you get the link. I might have to send it to you by private message. Alrighty. But yeah, he wants us to all download them starting at 8:50, so we have we have some time to be in class by 9. Alright?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, when we download the rooms, we have to delete the rooms that are currently on our computer right now and then download these.
I also have a question. Are these the same as the rooms that we're in now, or are they totally different? Because I tried to download these before, and they didn't download on my computer for some weird reason. But, I was just wondering.
Okay, well, yeah, Bible Tester could tell you that, because I honestly haven't downloaded them. Don't quite know. But, okay, so according to them, they are the same. We don't have to delete the other rooms. Those are great questions. Alright, can someone tell me where the iSearch quiz is?
It's on the, I think it's on the wiki page, or I might be the wrong place.
I just put the link in it, up to it in the text chat. I had it saved in my favorites.
Well, thank you so very much. Alright, so can I get a volunteer for the iSearch pledge? Other than Akila, someone who I haven't heard today, preferably. Alright, for the sake of time, we're going to move on. Okay, go ahead, Ayinde.
I search for truth, for justice, for balance, reciprocity, harmony, order, and righteousness. I create for truth, for justice, for balance, reciprocity, harmony, order, and righteousness. I understand that I can do nothing alone. I submit to the wisdom of our ancestors who taught me that I am because we are, and we are because I am. I search and I create. Our declarations of my assumed responsibility to learn and work as part of a dynamic whole that starts with the creative and includes my ancestors, my people, my community, and my parents, and my peers. Only through queer identity, study, and work can my community and family learn to trust and depend on me as I have upon them. Only through doing my part well can my peers learn to trust and depend upon me. Only through trust and mutual dependence can we learn to create in ways know the skill to turn our world and the world right side up again to make our ancestors proud. Under the watchful guidance of Ida B. Wells and Malcolm X, I commit today and every day to doing my best work.
All right, Mo. Good job. Great job, great job. Awesome. Okay, and of course, we want everyone to be learning this to memory, committing it to memory. Because when y'all show up somewhere, Bible Kess is going to call on you to do it. And you're not even going to know when. And you're just going to be like, do the pledge. And you got to be on guard. And I'm pretty sure we're going to have to say it at the demonstration, too. So you want to get committed to memory. Great job, Ayinde. And now I need a volunteer for libation. Anyone? Okay, great, Chase. Go ahead when you're ready.
Okay, so libation, I would like to call on all of our great ancestors, deities and national ancestors, Nana Sojibi, Nana Tigre, Nana Sankofa. I also like to call on Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Harriet Tubman, Queen Mother Yasantua, and all other great ancestors to come and watch over us for today. Make sure we have a great day, we stay focused in class, and we do nothing else but pay attention, we not get distracted by other materialistic things, and to stay focused on our work. I would also like to call our ancestors to make sure we're okay, that we stay healthy for this day, that we have a great day, nothing interferes to make us have a bad day. And now I would like for everybody to call on their national ancestors, family, personal ancestors, and religious ancestors.
I'd like to call on my great-great-grandmother. I'd like to call on my great-great-grandmother, Rachel Brown, for her strength and all her wisdom that she gave us, passed on to us.
I'd like to call on I was in St. Louis this weekend, and I learned about some of my family members that I didn't know about, some of my ancestors. So I'd like to call on John Henry Greer, John Thomas, and Mary McLeod, because I just learned about them, and I'm trying to learn more about them. So just so they stay can get this one.
You can hear me now.
Okay. I'd like to call on Hattie Greer because I just learned about her this weekend. Like, you know, we just learned about like a lot of family members.
Anyone else would like to call on ancestors?
I'd like to call on Ida B. Wells for her hard work and determination, and her fierceness and all the passion she put into her work, and her being unrelenting. And I would like to take some of those qualities to continue the same work and continue my academic and personal work. So I want to call Ida B. Wells Barnett. I also want to call my grandmother, Tulunagwe, because she was just awesome. And she had a really nice smile. And she was also a hard worker. So I want to call on her as well. Ashe.
Okay. Well, once again, I would like to say Ashe to everybody who has called our ancestors, and that we continue to have a great day like we have now. The day is beginning great, and I like to just stay great. So, Ashe-o.
Great job, Seysa. That was a really nice libation. I appreciate you stepping up to do that. All right. So, this has been a wonderful opening this morning. Like Seysa said, I hope this is a great day, continues to be a great day with increased energy, participation, and work, getting some great work done today. Okay, so at this point, I'm going to let you all go to get some water, stretch, prepare a little bit for your next class, and to also get these conference rooms downloaded if you don't have them yet. Does everyone have the link for that? Okay.
Okay, everybody, sound the drum roll, sound the trumpets, because tomorrow is my birthday.
Yay! It's your birthday. We're going to have to sing songs and have a virtual birthday party. That's awesome. But you won't be here, but that's okay, too. We'll do it on Thursday. Anyway, are you going to be 15?
Yeah, I'm going to be 15. I thought you said 13 at first. I was like, I'm not going to be 13. Yeah, I'm going to be 15 somewhere around.
Awesome.
Maybe I'll sign in and see what y'all are doing.
Cool. We have to sign in so we can sing you little songs and stuff. Very nice. All right, everybody. Thank you for being so gracious. I have been your host for the morning. I enjoyed it. And I'll see y'all in y'all's classes. Have a great and wonderful day.
All right, East Coast, you should be out of here, please.